as far as being a teacher mm-hmm. and your children going to school and segregation being the big blatant form of discrimination at the, of your time, did you want to fight this because you had stopped teaching because you had children? Did you want to fight this so that you would eventually come back to teach and teach in an integrated
system? Well, yes. The main thing I wanted, my two oldest girls were ready to go to high school. And that's where the trouble started in a lot of communities when the integration was enforced and enforced. And so I wanted that to go smoothly at Denton High School. And I didn't want my daughters to feel that enmity. And so we decided that if our children got to know, I knew the mothers, why didn't the children know each other? And then when she went to school, she could call them by name and say hi instead of feeling like they were being unwanted. And that did happen. She was very happy that my daughters were very happy that we knew the people, and that when she saw the people who came to go to school with her, they looked like friends, not an invading force or something.
So your two daughters, your two oldest daughters, mm-hmm. were the first, some of the first people to be
some
integrated.
Some of the first ones. However, I was teaching by that time too. I was in the lab school, and there were black children then were put in our classes because it was the law, and they were working out a way in Denton to do it as smoothly as possible. And so, of course, the lab school was kind of like a private school because it was partially run by the university as well as the Denton ISD. But and I don't know how they selected the students, but I had three black students then that came to my class, and they were well received, and I was good friends. When I saw them after they grew up, they always greeted me very cordially.